They were the Starfleet captains, the special men and one woman who had the right stuff to claim the most powerful seat in sci-fi. In over 700 hours of television and 11 movies, the Star Trek captains were called on to explore the unknown, save the day, protect their crew, and sometimes even go down with the ship. Kirk, Picard, Sisko, Janeway, Archer, and Kirk 2.0. All battle-tested and fan-approved. These are the captains of the final frontier.
On August 26, 1883, the tiny volcanic island of Krakatoa erupted, causing one of the worst natural disasters in history. In less than 48 hours, the explosion destroyed 165 coastal villages, and it left more than 36,000 people dead. A year after the devastating blast, there were reports of bodies and volcanic pumice being washed up on the shores of Africa, thousands of miles away. 20 million tons of volcanic gas and ash was released into the atmosphere, causing extraordinary sunsets across the planet and lowering global temperatures well into the 20th century. The dinner gong sounds for round two, feeding. They survive on two very different diets. One eats salads, the other eats meat. The vegetarian hippo's eating habits are something of a mystery. It spends most of the day in the water, yet it doesn't feed on the plants surrounding it. Instead, a hippo waits until dusk before it lumbers out of the water and goes searching for greens. A hungry hippopotamus is a massive midnight snacker that can wander miles away from its waterhole to look for a meal. In the years before the Civil War, Christmas in America was still evolving. A holiday that began as a solemn day of prayer would become closely linked with home, family, and comfort. The war would bring the nation a new and lasting image. A jolly fat man with a white beard and a sack of presents. In a time of bitter hatred and horrific bloodshed, Christmas spoke powerfully to us, of peace on earth and goodwill toward men. And then, when the killing stopped, Christmas helped us heal ourselves. By 1898, the spreading bubonic plague epidemic had reached India. It seemed unstoppable, because no one could work out how the disease was being spread. One theory was that it was something to do with rats. Wherever people were dying, rats were dying of plague. One of Yersin's students, a brilliant French doctor named Paul-Louis Simond, was working on an experimental plague vaccine in Karachi when he made a vital observation. He noticed something on the skin of the victim. What we are about to explore is the single most unspeakable subject in the Western world. It's more embarrassing than sex, more shameful than bankruptcy. Openly discussing this object is so upsetting that every single word for it is a euphemism. And yet, it is more practical, more necessary, more everyday than almost any other fact of life. That's right. We're talking about your toilet and what goes into it. The fact is, your toilet is the very foundation of civilization itself. Wherever humanity goes, the toilet goes too.